Sunshine State.
To the Shrink and Wrap Show. I am Tracy and I am your host today, and thank you for listening, and don't change that dial. If you are a dog lover, a pet lover, we have got a great show lined up for you today. Again, don't change that dial. Who are we here at Tan Talk Radio? We are a show here to lift your spirits because no one should be alone. Your story is unwritten. Every day is a brand new day. And right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, we have great people here to help you out. If you're new from Tampa, St. Peter, Dunedin, this is the station that you want to stay tuned to because we are your connection to everyday living. So we are a show, again, that lifts your spirits. And I want to let you know that I highly suggest that you download the app called Shazam, and that the Shazam app actually lifts it. You can put it up in the air and it will tell you what song is singing. It tells you all about the lyrics, and that is part of our show. What we do is we have a licensed therapist that comes on. Usually we have four of them. And what they do is we take a topic and we take the point of view from a licensed therapist, and then we take the point of view from a friend who we call a rap, and then we tie songs into it and talk about it as therapy as a whole. So you get three different points of view. So I'm going to play our Loosen Up song. And again, I want to let everyone to know that this show is based on suggestions and opinions only. Again, suggestions and opinions only. And before we start our Loosen Up song, if you love pets, stay right here. And I'm going to talk about that song, but I am going to introduce you right now to Dr. Azza Desate. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're going to be talking about pet harmony. And I can't wait. So we're going to have a Loosen Up song so I can loosen up, you can loosen up, and listeners, don't change that dial. This is a great, this is going to be very informative for you if you have any pets. So let's listen to our Loosen Up song, and then I'm going to talk about our opening song when we come back.
Who let the dogs out?
It was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey,
and everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball, cause Billy Bongers kept out. Get back, Gruffy, boss Gruffy. Get back, you play invest in mongrel.
So, do you know where that song came from, Azza, Dr. Azza?
Oh my God, this is a hard one.
I love it.
Oh, close the mic. Oh, closer to the mic. Yeah, I'll say sorry.
Yes,
it's okay. Yeah. Ed, do you know where that song came from?
I know the song. I know the lyrics, but I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, the lyrics are pretty easy, right?
Yes, it's a very common song.
Yes. Yeah. How about you, Ed?
He probably knows.
We can't hear you either.
Oh, sorry, push the button in.
Oh, you're good.
I really don't know.
Well, and I just learned this morning, that's the only reason why I know, that is by the Baha Men, and it actually came from the Rugrat movie.
Oh.
I think it's the Rugrat movie. Is it Rugrat?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so. I have the information. Well, anyway, it came from a movie, but I don't know who let the dogs out, but I like to figure it out for sure. And I'm glad they did, because we love dogs here. So I've actually got to find that information. But I would like to go back to the opening song really quick, and then we're going to talk about Pet Harmony. The first song is what I got from Sublime. I don't know. Have y'all ever heard that song before, the very first song that I did for an opening song? No. So Sublime, I've heard it for many years, and I've heard it, but I never knew until this morning what it was about. And unfortunately, it was kind of a sad song. I liked it because in the video of this song, what I got, this guy, the singer, has his Dalmatian in the whole video, walking by his side the entire time. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, what I read is he had a heroin addiction. And he did pass from it. And it says, the song plays as a simple anthem to free love and enjoying the goodness of the universe, and yet references to some of the darker elements of his life at the time, you know, that they were definitely there. But now he's left a song of what I got, and the message behind that song, it serves as a reminder that life and talent are both fragile and should be treasured. Valuing what is here now, rather than focusing on stresses and worries in life, is the only way to live. So I would like to remember Sublime with what I got with that, just a reminder of that. And he had his dog in the whole in the whole video, which was his unconditional love, and what he had was the love with his dog. So I thought it was, you know, if you've heard that song and you don't know what the meaning was, I was crying this morning, but the dog's name was Lou Dog, and he was a Dalmatian, and Bradley was the singer, and we hope that this message carries on through his legacy. So with that being said, and a positive note too, but he did leave a positive message, and the dog is so cute.
Oh, yes, dogs, absolutely.
Dogs give unconditional love.
Yes,
right?
And such a great emotional support.
Yes. So, and Trish is usually here. Also, I wish you were Dr. Oz. I have to call you Dr. Oz. Trish, our co-host, is usually here, but she's actually out today, and she's attending her daughter Mackenzie's medical white coat ceremony in Tennessee. And so we want to congratulate Mackenzie for her hard work. So congratulations out there. And Trish, we definitely miss you. And I wish you were here to meet Dr. Oz and to guide Ed over here. He's the one that has to deal with me today. So let's talk about Pet Harmony. So, Dr. Azza, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you have over 20 years of experience being a veterinarian. Tell us more.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's such an honor.
Well, thank you.
It's a pet topic, so I love it.
Yes. Well, you have your passion is here, and everyone that's on our show means something to me, and I know what they're about, so I know what you're about, so thank you for coming on.
Wonderful. So, as you know, I've been a vet in the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years.
Yes.
I had a couple of clinics in the Tampa Bay area, in Odessa specifically, and I was always been passionate about pets and pet care, especially pet health care. And lately, I got inspired by doing an app, a telehealth app called Pet Harmony app.
Yeah.
And what really inspired me is the need to simplify the way a pet owner can get advice.
Right.
I noticed a significant gap in accessibility, pet owner accessibility to, many pet owners struggle to get timely vet advice. And that can lead to tremendous stress on the pet owner, but also on the pets as well.
Oh, yes.
And this is where a Pet Harmony app was created.
So did you all, are you listening out there, if you're out there driving around, Dr. Azza has created this app that's going to make your life so much easier, and we're going to learn more about it and the do's and the don'ts, but we are going to start off with this one question. So don't change that dial, because this is very exciting. If you have questions about your vet and you can't get to your vet, you can go right to this app and you'll be able to communicate with her and local veterinarians. So let's start off. So what did inspire the creation of Pet Harmony app, and what gap does it fill in the pet care industry?
Basically, it fills, we found that the struggle is to get immediate life answer to pet owners' questions.
Right.
To get an appointment with a vet these days, it takes time. It takes sometimes weeks to get an appointment.
Yes.
And then you go in for a simple questions, or you want to have a mild case answered. It becomes very pricey visit.
Yes.
And if you end up in emergency rooms, you wait for hours, and that could be very stressful on pet owners and pets as well.
Right. And this is actually 24/7, right?
So our app is designed for quick accessibility.
Right.
Once you go to our link, we're a web app, you can go to telehealth, mm-hmm. and that will connect you to a live veterinarian within less than 60 seconds.
That's amazing.
Basically, you can get timely advice, you can get guidance, you can get second opinion. So it's pretty cool.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And how does the app connect pet owners to veterinarians, and what are the typical response times? You just said 60 seconds.
Like as I mentioned, it's less than 60 seconds. And you connect through a chat video interface. So you actually see a live vet. If you choose to just chat, fine. But if you choose to go on a video and see the vet, you can choose to do so. This way you can get provided with definitely sound advice.
Wow.
And that would allow pet owners just make a decision. Should I go to ER? Should I go to, how urgent is it?
Right, which is so good. I was, my mother had called me at 3 a.m. and she was worried about her pet and she can't drive. 3 o'clock, people don't want to get on the road at 3 a.m. and she was trying to figure out, should I take my Zoe in or not? And I'm 45 minutes away. And that would have been really convenient for her to have that app right then, because I'm 35 minutes away and you guys could have helped her to say yes or no if it was an emergency or not. Is that
Absolutely. Yeah. That's
an example.
It's exactly designed for innocent meals, like innocent access to a live vet, to give you, it's almost like a hand-holding to tell you, what should I do now?
Right.
So it's based, like I said, a recommendation and advice and guidance.
Yes.
On to help you make an informed decision,
right,
whether to drive, to go to ER in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And if it's not necessarily, you don't have to do that. You save your stress, your pet's stress, but also hundreds of dollars in the meantime. If it's necessary to go to ER, our vets will let you know that it's necessary to drive to ER. Or if it's an appointment, or if it's a problem that can wait for a little bit,
right,
then you can wait and go to your vet the next morning or in a week or so.
That is amazing. It's like having an on-call nurse for your pet.
It's almost having your cousin or your uncle or your brother who's a vet, and then giving you a handhold and a really honest, sincere advice. And it's not an AI, by the way.
Yeah.
Those are live veterinarians ready to answer your calls 24/7, 365 days a week.
That's amazing. Are you listening out there, listeners? Yeah. Online vet consultants for 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours around the clock. She Dr. Ozza is redefining veterinary pet care, and it is called Pet Harmony, and it's a new app. So we're going to get into the details after I ask a couple more questions so we can inform everybody about more about what you're about here. So can you explain how Pet Harmony differs from a typical veterinarian visit? And I think you just explained a couple of those, and clarify what it does and does not offer in terms of diagnosis and treatment.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so important to know the difference as well. So basically, we're not a typical in-person vet visit. Mm-hmm. We are based on recommendation, advice, and guidance for pet owners. Mm-hmm. And we leave the in-person visits or severe emergency cases to the vets and the vet hospital.
Right.
And I think it's pivotal because it provides like instant access and an advice.
Yes.
So you can have the informed decision to know, like without delaying your pet's care. Because if it needs to get done, it needs to get done now. Because delaying and your pet's care can also be a significant problem.
Right.
Or I was like, okay, your pet is like have a very minor issue. I don't think you know. I think you can wait, and we can do something to help you manage a few things at home.
Right.
We can do that as well too to prevent unnecessary travel and stress and money and financial. A burden.
And
as
your
well.
Pet certainly doesn't want to go to the vet if he doesn't need to either, right?
Absolutely.
So again, if you're listening, you're listening to Dr. Ozza. She is sitting here. We're talking about Pet Harmony, which is a telemedicine veterinarian. It's getting ready. It's already set up. You're ready to go, right?
It's ready to go.
Virtual health care for your pets. So the next question I'd like to ask is, what types of problems or questions can pet owners address through the Pet Harmony app, and what can't they?
Oh, absolutely. It can range from many simple, mild, simple questions or mild issue with your pet, from allergies, a skin problem, cough, vomiting, diarrhea, stuff like when you come back from work at 7 or 8 p.m. and you can see your pet have a little mucousy, bloody diarrhea. It's like, oh my God, my pet is dying. Most likely it's not dying, but we will be able to go through it with you and let you know if this is necessary for ER or not. But what we cannot do is severe illness and severe injury.
Right.
We will ask you to go ahead to the nearest ER if it's severe injury, or if it's, let's say, a chronic problem, then we're going to have to send you to your regular vet for in-person visit.
Right, because sometimes when you're emotional, sometimes it's, I don't want to, underestimate anyone's emotions, but sometimes your emotions and fear can take over your logical thinking. So I think that's why it's so good to call someone.
Oh, that's a great point.
Right?
That's a great point.
So I have some testimonials I want to read, but we're going to get to some more questions here.
Sure.
So how does Pet Harmony work with primary veterinarians, and what benefits does it provide to them?
That's an excellent question. So basically with Pet Harmony, we'll collaborate with local vets. We don't work against them because pets need in-person visits. Pets need to get vaccines. Pets needs blood work.
Yeah.
Pets need surgeries, right?
Yeah.
So that cannot be done on our platform.
Right.
So basically what we do after the advice and recommendation we give online, we send the veterinarian detailed transcript with the visit.
Oh, wow.
So within minutes of after we finish. So when the vet office opens in the morning, they're going to find the transcript. And this allows continuity of care,
mm-hmm.
And then also increase retention because we send pet owners back to their local vets.
Right.
So, and also it provides a great, hand-holding for client 24/7 while the pet office is closed. Right. Or on a weekend.
Yes, that's terrible. On a weekend, you got something going on, you got to worry about your pet. That's just so much unnecessary stress when you can call Pet Harmony.
Yes.
So, wow, I love what you're doing. Before I ask these next two questions, can you tell everybody what website to go on and to get this started? Let's just mention it a couple of times.
Absolutely. www.petharmonyapp.com. And Pet Harmony App is one word, .com. Yes. And it's really easy to get in there and click on the telehealth button, and you will get connected within seconds.
And then they'll take them from there. There's a couple of questions they'll ask, and where do you go from there? Is there a fee?
Yes, and that's the whole purpose of actually doing the app. We're trying to make it as not just accessible within seconds, but also affordable.
Right.
It's pretty inexpensive.
Yes.
It costs like a Starbucks latte. So, we're doing on-demand calls right now for very reasonable prices. But also, we're going to pretty soon we have subscription model to do it for pretty affordable price, like few dollars a month, that you can have an access to 24/7 live veterinarians. At your fingertips, really.
Wow, it's a no-brainer.
In minutes.
It's a no-brainer.
You know what to do, advice on dietary, recommendation, behavioral, nutrition.
Oh, behavior too.
Absolutely. And we don't just do, by the way, Tracy, we don't just do dogs and cats. We do a lot of small pets as well, like guinea pigs, ferrets,
What about birds?
And birds as well. And it depends on the vet that you're going to connect with.
Yeah.
Some have interests, there's certain interest. And we can, if you even ask, say, hey, I have, a ferret, and I want to make sure that I get the right vet to connect me, and we'll connect you with that vet that takes care of your ferret, for example. So we're not just limited to dogs and cats.
I love this. This is amazing. I love that you have this because it makes it convenient. We all love our pets, and they can't communicate with us, and it is very, very stressful.
Yes.
So again, we are talking to Dr. Oz, a founder and CEO of Pet Harmony, and we're talking about her new app. It's virtual healthcare for pets, if you're just joining us. And I did read on here too, on your website, so you can get your pet's health check for only $25. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. So this is an on-demand visits.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call, it's only $25. And actually, it was the $25. It's not just one time.
Uh-huh.
And the reason we did that, so this is going to be unlimited for 24 hours. So you can call as many times as you want within the 24 hours. And the reason we did this, because just in case, after you hang up, there's another question will pop up, or have an internet problem, or whatever, or you didn't like that vet and you want to talk to a different vet.
Yes.
So, we want to make sure that we provide, quality care.
Right.
And we want the pet owner to be comfortable with our service.
I hope that everyone that's listening out there, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio, right here in Clearwater, Florida. And when you listen to Dr. Azza, you have to be able to hear the compassion that she has in her heart. And to me, when I decide where I take my pet, that makes a difference. It's not a business. Your heart is into what you do. You actually went back to school recently.
Absolutely.
For this. Can you just brief us on that?
Yes, I'll go over a little bit.
Because you worked hard. I want everyone to know what you're about and your credibility.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
This is even before COVID. I know from owning two vet clinics in the Tampa Bay area, the pet owners were struggling after hours on the weekend.
Right.
They were always having my cell phone number to call me, and not every vet will give you their cell phone numbers, as you know, after hours on the weekend.
I know a lot of people that have your number.
Yes.
I try to give you a break. I have six animals. So.
Oh, that's so funny. So I decided, it has to be some solution to help pet owners, especially when the vet is not available. So before COVID, I decided that I just wanted to learn how can we do this, utilize technology to provide innovation in our profession. Because our profession, honestly, we're amazing vets. We love our pets. We love our pet owners. But we're lacking innovation and accessibility. And we cannot have unlimited accessibility without some kind of a platform or technology. So I've decided that I'm going to go back to school to learn more and push myself and acquire some knowledge on how I can build a platform that would help every pet, I mean, not just in Florida, but nationwide, but also every pet owner, whether you live in a big city or whether you live in a rural area, anywhere, anytime. So I went back to school to get my MBA. So I was pretty lucky to get accepted at Massachusetts Institute of Technology at MIT. And I also, while I was there, I was able to get a business analytics certificate.
Wow.
And I think that taught me so much about how much innovation can we add to our profession.
Wow.
And how can we make innovation work for us and for our pet, for pets and pet owners as well. And I came back full of excitement and hope and dreams. And I thought, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to provide accessibility, like an accessible and affordable form for every pet owner to get to. There is no, like every a pet owner has a right to adopt and have a pet.
Right.
Pets are so critical to our emotional being.
Oh, yes.
I feel like without, like, everyone should have a pet by their side, whether a child.
Yes. So. I'm glad you brought that up because according to the CDC, and you know better than I do, but decreased blood, when you have a pet, there's many health benefits that include decreased blood pressure. Regular walking or playing with pets can lower your blood pressure. Improved cardiovascular health. Owning a dog may encourage physical activity,
yes,
which may contribute to improved cardiovascular health.
And yes.
Go ahead. And reduce stress.
Yes.
Stress,
inflammation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cancer, heart disease.
Yeah.
And it's just like you cannot be lonely with a pet in your house.
Yeah. It can actually decrease levels of cortisol,
yes,
a stress-related hormone. Increased opportunities to exercise. Pets can encourage physical activity, such as daily walks. And it makes you go outside. Pets can help you go outside and socialize. So there's so many benefits of these pets that offer unconditional love. And you know, I do have a couple more questions, and we've got plenty of time because I can cut my main song off because I'm so impressed with this and I love it. And we are pet lovers here.
That's awesome.
Trish is, I am, Lola, all of us, Ed. But we're passionate about pets. But regardless of what your spiritual belief system is, and please understand this because it doesn't really matter, but I know dog spelled backwards is God.
Yes.
And I just relate, and no matter what your background is or where you, mm-hmm, come from, dogs offer unconditional love, and we should offer it back to them. They love you, they wag their tail, and do you have anything to say about that?
I have a lot to say about love in,
yes,
general. So
yes,
love can be,
yeah,
very complicated.
That's
very
what
multifaceted.
My show is. I'll have you back on it. We've been talking about dating.
Oh, really?
And some of the songs are going to relate to
that's amazing.
Segment.
So that's amazing. So love is very complicated. It could be,
yes,
you know, romantic love, unconditional love.
Yes.
And that unconditional love, this is where we find, honestly, the most from our pets.
Yes.
So it's incredible how much support we get.
Yeah, because it says even studies have shown even that small interactions with dogs can cause the human brain to produce oxytocin, a hormone often referred to the cuddle chemical.
Yes.
So please take care of your pets. We are talking to Dr. Ozza, the founder of Pet Harmony, right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show in Clearwater, Florida. And I do have a couple more questions for you,
sure,
before we get into our main song. So in what ways does the Pet Harmony app offer peace of mind to pet owners? We've covered some of that, but do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I honestly, the fact that you have an accessibility to a live veterinary advice at your fingertips.
Yes.
You know, it can provide tremendous peace of mind.
Yes.
Serenity. Support. You feel like, oh, I'm all good.
Yes.
I can just click and I'm on.
Yep.
You know, and that provide, it's pivotal for an immediate advice, but also, you know, it just gives that, you know, sound, you know, professional advice, that so you can decide the best action or, you know, for your pet.
Right.
Whether to wait, to take him, to stay put, you know, I thought this is honestly, and it's not just also the peace of mind, but also it provides pet owners with knowledge.
Yes.
Like, hey, you know, they get second opinion almost when they talk to another pet.
Yeah.
So knowledge, care, and also they become proactive with their pet's health.
Right.
Because when you go to vet's office, it's just like in, out. Like, we're too busy. There is shortage of vets in this country and in general. And when you go in, you don't have time to for educational advice, you don't have time for chatting, you don't have time for even some emotional support. So, but with us, that's what you're going to get.
Yes, and not to mention the drive over there when, you know, taking the cats, meow, 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 all the way over there. God. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'm worried that they're scared and it's
Tracy,
terrible, traumatizing.
You know, absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Do you know there is more than 90 million cats in the U.S. never been to a vet clinic because of the stress and getting in a car.
Well, just getting them in.
And get them in a car, driving to the vet's
office. It's
hard. Most of what we see, the majority of our patients are like dogs.
Yeah.
But we see a lot less cats. It's getting a little better.
Yeah.
But it's still a problem for pet owners to bring their cats because they hide under the bed. They have the sixth sense, as you know.
So, I know. Well, I've got mine down. I know how to grab them like their mama. I grab them by and you know, I have three feral cats. I fed for 2 years at the local grocery store.
Hard to catch. It's so hard to bring to clinics.
But you know, I had one. I was feeding, and they all come out. They're all the same color.
Yes.
So I don't know which one I was feeding. So I ended up taking the whole colony. So my neighbors don't know how many cats I have. So anyway, but it's not about
that's
me today.
So
but I will. Let me. I got a quick question too. Do you, if you have a regular vet, can you mention this to your veterinarian? Is this something that you can share? Or so you have your own vet. So what I'm saying is, if I have, you know, if I went to somebody, can I say, are you involved? So it's totally separate anyway for right now.
That's an amazing question because what we do also, we collaborate with vet clinics.
Okay.
We become the after hour service for them.
Perfect.
But instead of just like getting a random service,
teamwork,
you know, we actually have live vets providing the sound information for you until you get to them the next day or whenever they have appointment available for you.
Right.
So we are collaborating with a couple of vet clinics in the Bay Area already, and we're looking forward to adopt a lot more clinics because we collaborate with vets. We don't work against them again.
I think you're onto something really good because Monday through Friday or work week, usually some people work on the weekend, but the weekends is when it's hard to get in, when you can actually take your pet in. So
absolutely.
I'm so excited. Tell us again the website. And I still have another question.
The website is www.petharmonyapp.com. Petharmony app is one word.
And how does it make accessible? Well, we just talked about that.
Yes.
For people that are busy pet owners and the cost of it. So once they get on there, one more time, tell them where to find you.
www.petharmonyapp.com. Mm-hmm. And I just want to go over again, we're just like the first point of view, like the first contact with pet owners, and then we connect them to their local vet.
Right.
So we streamline the pet care process.
Right.
So we can you know, prevent unnecessary, like again, waits and money spending, unnecessary ER visits.
Right.
So that's what we do. And what this is what we can provide for pet owners around the clock.
I absolutely love it. And again, thank you, Dr. Ozza. And I will be promoting you on the show throughout.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much.
I believe in this. My heart is to your heart and to help others and to help all those lovely pets. And again, the benefits of pet ownership also improve emotional and social skills in children. And they boost your mood. So let's take care of our pets the way they take care of us. us by giving unconditional love. And Dr. Azza is taking it to a whole nother level. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, it's funny, we've been talking about dating, and I have a series going on. So my next song, and by the way, wait, before I go. I have a song coming on, so we'll hear what Carrie Underwood has to say about this. But it's good to get to know yourself before you start dating, and but maybe some downtime, and that's what I liked about the first song from Sublime. That was his friend. He was going through some difficult times, and he had his pet, Lou Dog, that was kind of his friend by his side while he had some struggles. So these pets are just always there for us. And by the way, the Baja Men, it is Who Let the Dogs Out. It was in the movie of Rugrats in Paris. Have y'all seen that? Well, I have to watch it now because I want to know who let the dogs out.
Now I'm going to watch it too.
I got to know who let the dogs out. But thank you for whoever let the dogs out. So let's take a listen to our main song. I'm probably going to have to cut it in half, but this is from Carrie Underwood. Was a great song from Carrie Underwood. She prefers her dog over boys, it sounds like, right? What do you think? Oh. Says, the more boys I meet, the more I love my dog. Well, I highly recommend that she meets gentlemen and men, right? But, and listen, that song can go, men can sing that too. Yes, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, she's got high standards and a high value and, you know, respect that she expects. So anyway, that was a song from Carrie Underwood. I thought it had a good beat and just a happy song.
So good.
But I highly recommend, gentlemen and men. Yes. Okay, so we have Detective Jay on right now that's going to give us a 2 to 3 minute segment on canines. Have you ever worked with canines?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So our detective here has a little insight. So, hi, Dr. J. How are you? Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Hey there, Detective J here. How are you doing?
All right, Detective J. Thank you for coming on. I know you've got a busy day. And tell us what you got about canines, because they do a lot for us in our community.
Yes, it's first off, I'd like to say thank you to the doctor. What a great service that that they are doing out there.
Thank you, Dr. J.
Detective J. She is she loves animals, and there's a lot of animal stories. And so I asked her, can you come on and talk a little bit about canines, because they actually work for a living.
Right.
What do you have to say about them?
Well, I got a chance to, through my 22 years, to work with canines. And typically, the German Shepherd breed, because they are a 200-year-old breed, and herding class of working dogs are typically the police canine. And these dogs just are so amazing. I can't tell you how many times they showed up to assist police and other law enforcement officers. And a lot of their duties are not just, you know, catching the bad guy. They search for drugs, explosives, they locate missing people, they, you know, find crime scene evidence. They protect officers. They protect people. So they just do an incredible job, and they have to have an amazing mindset mm-hmm. to be able to do the job that they do. And, of course, their trainers have to be, you know, 100% in sync with their dog.
Right. Right. Well, I just want to give a salute to all the canines out there because they're working yep. To make our life better, and they're very yep. compassionate dogs. And I thank you, Detective Jay, for coming on. You're going to come back here next week, and we're going to start our series of protection. Yep. And you're going to be part of our Shrink and Wrap show, and as Dr. Azza is as well. Thank you both. Thank you for that. And we'll meet back here next week on the Shrink and Wrap show. You going to be in?
Sounds great.
All right, you better download that app, Detective Jay. You better download that app. Thank you for your call. Thank you. So, do we have our next guest online? Okay, so we welcome Susan today. She's with Simply Clefs. It's a nonprofit organization. How are you doing, Susan?
Hi, Tracy. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming on. And you've heard Pet Harmony. Dr. Azza is here. She created Pet Harmony, so this might be a great connection. Our dogs all pets are unconditional. They give love, and we need to give it back and treat them right. So, Susan, your book is unwritten. That's the premise of our whole show, is your story is unwritten. And our next guest started a nonprofit, and that's very dear to her heart. It shifted her focus from a tough chapter in her life, and her story's unwritten. And we welcome you, and we're going to talk about Simply Clefs. Tell us a little bit about Simply Clefs, and can you tell us about your organization?
Hi, Tracy. Yes, we're a nonprofit, 501c3, and we specialize in special needs puppies. Most of our puppies are born with cleft palates. And we do also take some that have other issues like missing limbs, vision issues, heart defects.
Yeah, and which is amazing. You should see on Instagram. If you go on Simply Clefs Rescue, it's www.simplyclefs.com. She actually takes in these little puppies that sometimes they want to, you know. Unfortunately, they can't save them, but she takes the ones in and she nurses them back. But can you tell us a little bit about cleft puppies and how you get them?
Cleft puppies. They're born with a cleft, and they're not able to nurse from their mom. Mm-hmm. So most of them are usually put down at birth, or they pass away shortly after.
Are you familiar with
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. They usually die from aspiration pneumonia, too.
Yeah.
Right, yep. Yep. And we are contacted by vet offices and breeders, and they ask us to take them.
I just think you're an angel. I watched some of, I saw a clip the other day with you just feeding one with a little tiny tube. That's got to be a little nerve-wracking, but at the same time satisfying to you, your soul, that you're helping this little baby. And then they put them up for adoption after. Mm-hmm. So how do you care for these special puppies?
Yes, it's very rewarding. These puppies have to be tube-fed every 3 hours, and we have to insert the tube into their mouth, and it goes into their stomach, and we have to measure that correctly.
Right.
And if, like you said before, if the puppies aren't fed correctly, they can aspirate and die from pneumonia.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Dr. Azza, any comments on that?
Yeah, I'd love to help her out, and I would love to have Pet Harmony contributed, like, the, you know, certain visits a month to help them so they can get the support online as well, because sometimes it's so hard to also access a vet,
yes.
you know, if they need a vet advice for any of the puppies or any issue. More than happy to connect after the show and see what we can do together to help our puppies and our community.
I see, I got goosebumps. I could cry right now. Yeah. That is the sweetest thing that you're offering
that's
her.
That's what we're all about. Yes.
Yeah.
She's absolutely. I'm happy to connect.
That is so sweet. I got goosebumps. But that's what this show's about. It's making connections right here in Tampa. You just heard it live. That's what we're about. Helping others and help our whole society as a whole. So thank you. And Susan, how can people help you as well as Dr. Azza?
Yes, if you go on our website, simplyquest.com, we pretty much depend on donations to get by to save our puppies. Our vet bills are pretty high, and the costs are pretty high in saving these puppies. And we also can always use foster transport help. All these things really help us a lot.
And her daughter has four. And they are the cutest. Aww. They nursed them back. They've had a lot of health issues, and they know it. They are so sweet. I mean, they're so cute. Their little tongues hang out. They run around. I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. So give us the information about your website again.
Yes, it's simplyquest.com. And we're also on Facebook at Simply Quest Rescue.
Okay. And people can actually foster, and I think that, and they can contact you, and as well as they're up for adoption. Did you say after 8 weeks per our conversation? After 8 weeks?
Yes. Okay. After they're 8 weeks old and they're vet checked, we do adopt out to approved families.
If you look at the picture, you are going to end up adopting. I'm just going to tell you, they are the cutest. All dogs are cute. Aww. But listen, I thank you so much. You will be joining our show here in about. If we can do anything for you here at the Shrink and Wrap Show and work together, our animals give unconditional love, and we want to give it right back to them. So, Susan, do you have any last-minute words?
Thank you so much for having us and making people aware that, cleft puppies, that they live normal lives and they go on and you wouldn't even know that they had an issue.
And like the premise of my show is you matter and they matter too. So,
yes.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you again. And again, if you are interested, it's Simply Clefts. It's Simply, SimplyClefts at gmail.com. Simply Clefts at gmail.com. And check her out on Instagram. They are just the cutest things you've ever seen. www.simplyclefts.com. So, do we have our entertainment? Renee, you know our entertainment host, Renee.
Yes.
She's coming on because she knows what's going on in the Tampa Bay area.
Awesome.
As you're listening here to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio, we are your Tampa Bay connection. St. Pete, Dunedin, Clearwater, Tampa. Stay right here at Tan Talk Radio. We're here to help you, lift you up, and make connections right here in our community. And we have Dr. Azza with Pet Harmony. And now we have Renee, who's going to tell us where to go this weekend. Welcome to our show,
Hi,
girl,
guys.
Again.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How
What's going
guys?
On?
Good.
Thank you for coming on today, girl.
You're welcome. And I just love hearing about these stories with our pets.
Yes.
I'm a pet lover with y'all.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, let's get on. What's shaking in the area in as far as concerts this week? We got a breakaway concert that started back in 2016, and it's going on at Raymond James Stadium this weekend. It's one of the nation's largest music festivals, and I know we haven't been to one, Tracy, but we need to. It's called the Breakaway Music Festival. It starts Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th, and the gates open at 5. It goes till 12 p.m., and it's like it's a fusion of EDM, dance, pop, headliners like Zedd. Have you heard of Zedd?
I don't think so. Have you?
No.
No.
We're hearing it from you.
It's a fusion. It's a little bit of a fusion thing. So you guys, if you haven't heard of it, it's all the rage. It's like what was last weekend with the Kenny Chesney concert. It's
cool.
For 2 days. You can get tickets at universe.com or Ticketmaster. And then at the Amalie Arena, my favorite, this Friday at 8 p.m. is Heart and Petrick.
Nice.
That's going to be a great concert. Tickets at emilyarena.com and or you can buy them at Ticketmaster as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have at Busch Gardens our continual food and wine and concert lineup is Andy Grammer on the 27th, Saturday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Lane, country. He plays a lot of country. Sunday the 28th.
Awesome.
And then we have some notable festivals. One really big festival this weekend is at the Strauss Center. It's called the Taste of Strauss, and it's on the riverfront. It starts at 7 p.m. and over 50 culinary vendors, food and wine and craft beers and cocktails. But it is to fund... The event is for the Arts and Education Program.
Nice, Renee. So,
yeah. Yeah, so they have a lineup with a guy named Chris Flowers. He's a one-man guy that plays every instrument, but he's more piano, blues, and boogie phenom. He's covers pop, rock, folk, and he's kind of got a gritty gospel and R&B sound. And that's where I'm going to be.
That's nice. I thank you. You know, I want to add, too, because we've had Chaz Collins on our show, and apparently he's going to be, to add to what you've said, I guess it's Guild Dog Tiki Bar on April 27th through the 28th, and also in June he'll be back, but I wanted to mention him because he's part of our show. He's been on our show, and I definitely want
to
promote him. I believe that, I'm not quite sure, Guild Dog Tiki Bar, I'm not sure, but he will be in Old Smart. Guild Dog Tiki Bar, yeah, on April 27th through the 28th. But Renee, thank you so much. We're coming up to our conclusion now, and before I do want to give two testimonials here. Thank you so much, and I'll be calling you in like 8 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for all that info.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank you again for coming on today. I really appreciate it. I'm going to promote you in every way for the passion
thank
of our
so
animals
much.
And a passion of people and helping them out. Thank you for being you. And I just want you to know there's a couple of testimonials. Dr. Ozza helped answers all my questions clearly, bringing me peace in mind with the health of my pet. Going to Pet Harmony gave me the best experience I've had with any online pet care. And my dog has a lot of anxiety when it comes to the vet. As a result, I always dreaded taking her to vet appointments. Pet Harmony's video consultations eliminated my dog's anxiety from the unnecessary visits to the vet and made it easy to stay on top of the health needs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Download Pet Harmony. We will be here with any questions. You can always call us to find out more. But today, thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much, Tracy,
for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So in today's conclusion, I'm going to have a couple of quotes here. I probably won't be able to play my entire song, but again, listen to the lyrics of the songs. Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. So again, until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. And love your pet and love yourself. That's what I have to say. And because, you know, it's just unconditional love.
Absolutely.
And there's always something there. And I'm going to leave this, and then I'm going to leave a song. I'm going to leave you today with a song. A very, very popular game show host. I'm going to close today with... have your pets spayed or neutered. And thank you, Bob Barker, for all those years that you had a passion for pets. Let's take a listen to The Dog Days Are Over for You and for Our Pets by Florence and the Machines. Ooh. Have a great week. Take care.